Hi everyone, my name is Carl Manatic. I'm talking with my mouth full because I was like sitting there and I didn't want to feel what I was feeling, so I'm like eating pretzels and getting out of side myself, and then it's like he's like, I'm on. I'm like, oh my God. But I'm really nervous. I don't like doing this. And, you know, and it's just like, you know, I just want to say before I go any further, it's like, you know, I want to thank, you know, this retreat for asking me to share, you know, and it's just so funny. It's always an honor and a privilege to speak for Narcotics Anonymous, and when I got the topic, you know, and it was just like, I got the top, well, I didn't get the topic right away, and I was like, you know, it was, you know, I can't even talk now, wow. I'm just like, cool, like, just slow down. When I was asked to speak, I was like, it's cool, you know, thank you, it's an honor. And I thought, well, that's cool. I can come up here and I can like really get in the camping and like relax and enjoy myself. And then I heard the topic and then I was just like, man, like what the, you know, like no, you know, and I didn't hear anything other than intimacy. You know, and it's so funny. It's like what I think, a meaning of a word, what I think, my perception of it, or I'll just take someone else's word for it, you know, and how going through some things and, you know, and for me, and I'm going to try, there's kids here, but like intimate, like I think about the first thing when I was coming around here was sex, you know what I mean? Like, that was intimate, you know? Let's get intimate. I didn't think about, like, there's more to that, you know? And it's just so funny, I, like, looked up that word on my phone the one day I was at work and I was playing around and intimate apparel came up. And I'm like, can I please get a definition of intimate without it having anything, you know, tied to sex? And then I just, like, looked, you know, at myself, and I thought, well, coming around here, what does it mean to me, and what does relationships mean to me today? You know, I remember when I came in here, when I would hear that topic, relationship, I was like, yes, I need to hear this. And it was all about, like, having the opposite sex, the relationship, you know what I mean? It had nothing to do with, like, friendship, sponsorship, you know, relationship with a higher power. It was always about, like, what can you do for me and what can I do for you, you know? And that's not for me today, you know? And I have suffered through so many relationships, family, friends and childhood and I realized, like, going back and thinking about relationships and what does intimacy mean to me, and it's just like intimacy was a bad word for me, man. It was bad, and I try not to put labels on things now today, but like my way of thinking was, in my household when I was growing up, you know, we were inappropriate. We had no boundaries. There was no healthy boundaries. There's walls and things like that, but like I'm talking about healthy boundaries that were set. None. There was none. You know, it was nothing like someone just saying something in front of everybody else and shaming you for something, you know? And like I didn't know what was appropriate and what wasn't appropriate. So intimacy to me was like it was bad. It made me feel shameful, you know, or guilty, like I'm doing something wrong. And what I come to understand was, like, intimacy is not a bad thing. It's just my perception of it was, you know, and like and my thought process have changed, and like I'm still fighting like intimacy, like, and to me today, like, you know, intimacy is being vulnerable, being like that gut-wrenching honesty, like I don't want to tell you this because it's a secret, or I don't want to tell you this because I don't want you to turn it and flip it on me and come back at me with some new shit. You know, like, don't you hurt me. And intimacy, like, today, like, it started with my sponsor, my first sponsor. You know, and it started, like, sitting across from a woman who had some experience, strength, and hope to give to me. And she was willing to, like, take some time to sit with me and go over steps, you know, and one-on-one. And, like, that was uncomfortable. Like, that was when I first found out, like, what, when I look back at it now, I didn't know what it was, but now I do. That was intimacy. It was about, like, me, like, trusting her and telling her some things about myself. And then her, in return, telling me about herself, you know. And I get hung up, like, a lot of the times about, like, my expectations, what I think should go down, and how I should conduct myself. And really, like, I'm not being vulnerable. I'm being very guarded, you know. And I have a sponsor now. I've had her for a couple years now. And, like, of all the sponsors I've had, she's the best sponsor that I could possibly have right now. I have got so honest with her. Like, I've worked through the steps a few times, and this time, like, it's not about working steps. Like, sitting down and writing and doing all that. It's about, like, just talking and, like, applying principles and asking what principle can I use in this situation. Because, like, I'm blinded, because I think I know, you know. And I'll call her up and, like, and I don't even, and that's why I don't even want to be up here right now, because, like, because it was funny, because I was sitting there and I was having some time with my higher power, and I was like, you know what, I might not share what I want to share. And it was, like, so funny because, like, I have control of this. I don't have control of this. My higher power does. Whatever I'm supposed to say, I'm going to say. But seriously, I'm kicking and screaming all the way because I don't want to talk about that I suffer from, like, opening up and really telling where I'm at. I want people to think that I'm okay. And I am okay. But, like, really, like, I really am okay. I'm not okay. You know, it's about, like, I still struggle. Like, my clean date is January 26, 2000, and I feel like I'm on my first year of, like, making friends. You know, and I was thinking about this, like, at work, because I, like, my mind, I would, like, not think about it. But then once it was coming to come up here, like, I started, like, well, I need to, like, take a look at this. Because, like, I know it doesn't matter how much I read and how much I study before I come up here. None of that's going to matter. I'm going to come up with whatever has to be said. But the biggest thing for me is, like, intimacy is just honesty. Being honest. And that's why I was so uncomfortable when I first came in these rooms. I did not want to be honest. I did not even want to see some stuff. You know, and what I'm struggling with now is, like, I feel like I'm going back into high school and I got to make new friends after the summer vacation. Like, that's where I'm at in my recovery. Like, I have an expectation of, like, I'll come and I'll share at a meeting, and then I don't want any feedback, you know, because, like, I don't want to be uncomfortable. I will have to be vulnerable. After I share something, then I got to, like, stay there and listen to what you have to say to me, and, like, that makes me uncomfortable. You know, I struggle with letting people see who I want to be. And letting people in my process so I can be that person. You know, and I remember, like, when I first started to come around, you know, like a lot of people said to me, you are mean. You were, like, angry and mean. And I used to love that. Yeah, I was. And it worked because you stayed away from me. You know? And now it's like, if someone says something to me about that, it bothers me. Because, like, I'm not doing that good as I thought I was. I'm not being open enough. I'm not smiling enough. You know, and I'm not talking about, like, I don't believe that. This is just my opinion. I don't believe fake it till you make it. Because that fake might make you get, like, walk right out of here. Like, there's been times where, like, I don't want to say fake. And faking is faith, saving faith. I want to save my behind, and, like, I need to come in here, and I need to, like, share where I'm at or what I'm struggling with, you know, to be, like, that therapeutic, you know, with another addict. But the thing is, it's like, and this has just been brought up, like, talking with my sponsor and even talking with my significant other, because, like, I'm to the point now, finally, in a relationship that I'm in, that I'm okay. I'm finally okay. I'm not waiting for him to say, you got to go. No, I don't love you anymore. I'm finally to that point where, like, I'm open to hear something from him, like feedback, and, like, not feel, like, rejected of how I feel. You know, but just, like, being open to that, being vulnerable, that intimacy. I never thought I could experience the intimacy I have with him today. And I'm not talking about, like, laying down with him. I'm talking about, like, looking in his eyes and being okay with me. And I'm okay with him, and, like, being on that connection. And it ain't about sex. It ain't about that. You know, and that is powerful to me today. I never, ever thought I could have what I have today. But to, like, listen to what he has to say, and he said to me, I hope you can hear this, but you are so good helping other people. You are right there, and you're intimate. Like, you will be there for them, but you won't be there for yourself. And that was hard, because, like, I'm still scared. I'm still afraid. Because I know I'm not rejecting you if I'm helping you. I'm cool. And that's a control thing that I found out with myself. Like, I looked at that. It's a control thing that I do. Not that I feel like I'm superior over you, but I'm in control of me. And because I'm in control of me, then I can be present with you. But I am out of control then, because I'm not letting you help me. I'm not asking. I'm not reaching. I'm not being intimate with you. You know? And the thing is, like, I want to be able to trust. I want to be able to trust, and I'm always complaining about that. Well, I just don't trust. You know, I'm not a trusting person. I don't trust. But the thing is, like, I'm never going to be able to trust if I don't take a risk. Because I don't trust, I'm not letting you make that connection with me. I'm controlling it constantly. And it's exhausting. I've come to understand, like, it's so exhausting to constantly be controlling all of my emotions and how I feel, and I know I don't have control over you, but because I feel like I'm controlling myself, like, I can control the atmosphere. Like, you can't hurt me if I'm controlling it all. If I can control my emotions, and I don't, like, and it's funny, like, I found this out in the steps, and I'm finding out more and more is being revealed to me, even in recovery. It's just switched. It took on a shift shaper for me. Like, I think it's one way, and then it's shifting another way. It's just like, I just need to take more risks. I'm still afraid. You know, and I can't use, like, and I always thought, like, well, I'm doing a lot better how I'm feeling, which is great, that's true. But the awareness, I can get all the awareness I want. But unless I do something about it, I just have awareness. And awareness can be painful if I don't do something about it. I suffer. The more I'm aware and I don't do nothing about it, the more I suffer. And then the more the disease just whispers to me even more. It's going to happen this time. Don't do it. Don't you open up. It's going to happen this time. It didn't the last time, but it will this time. It's a constant whispering and lying to me. You know, and where I'm at today is just like, I asked my sponsor that I have today, and I was like, you know, a couple of days before, what can I do to get ready for this topic? And I told her, and I started laughing, and she goes, that's awesome. Like, because she knew that's where I'm at. I've been sharing about this stuff before the topic even came. And then I get asked to share on this topic. And she told me some things to do and to read. And it's about the unity, the first tradition. And I read some stuff about that new literature that's coming, Living Clean. And it's about, I'm not the only one that suffers with this. We all suffer from this. But because of self-centeredness of my disease, it tells me I'm the only one going through this. And because that's telling me that, then I don't want to talk about it. You know, and it's just like, and I read something in there, and it was talking about, it's not, this person was sharing and said, it's not a, sometimes it's just not a trust issue, it's a courage issue. And I was like, damn, that's exactly where it's at. Because I can say it's trust, it's trust, it's trust, you know. And I've had sponsees say that to me. Oh, I have trust issues. I have trust issues to the point where they won't go through the steps. They won't take a chance. They won't take a risk. And they end up using. Or they're just miserable because they won't trust. But really what it comes down to, you know, when I looked at the steps, 1, 2, and 3 is honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, and here comes 4, courage. And that's what I have. I have a courage issue. That's why I use so much, because, like, I don't want to deal with some stuff. You know? And what I need to do and what I want to do are 2 different things. Because I will always take the easier way out. You know? And it's just, like, my experience, like, lately, I've been, like, coming to meetings and I've been sharing and I, like, even crying, and I'll be honest. And then I'll tell people in the meeting, don't come up to me after the meeting. I really don't want your pity. I'm okay, but I just need to talk about this. What is that? I'm controlling. There I am. I'm going to control how you are going to, like, recover, because that's part of our recovery, therapeutic. One addict helping another. So I'm going to tell you my problems, but don't you come up and tell me anything. Just stay right where you're at. And it was crazy, because when it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, I cannot believe you're just saying this right now. Like the recovering, the spiritual thing of recovery is telling me this, and the disease is like, just do it. Just do it. Because you don't want anyone coming up after, you know, and then they would come up after. And I'm like, what? Did you not hear me? Did I not look mean enough when I said that? You know? But, like, that's what we do, you know? And I ain't afraid of that, too, when someone does that. I'm like, you're scared. Bottom line, you're scared, and I love you. And that's exactly what it is. I'm still a scared little girl. And I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to grow up. I won't do that, you know? And then the pain gets great enough. So I've just noticed, like, how wildly uncomfortable I am, even outside of the room, like with my customers. And, like, this topic's been on my mind, and when I'm at work, I think about that. Because, like, I'm this close to probably punching someone in the face at any time at work. You know what I mean? I get, like, ugh. And what it does is I pay attention to that because, like, what is going on with me that I am reacting to this person? What is going on? What's the exact nature? So then I get to, like, work some steps, and I get to pray to my higher power because my higher power don't even really need to hear words. It's just about my humility, about, like, what I'm thinking and turning that over, my thinking. You know, it's the second step that I'm practicing. And I find answers in that, you know. And what I found out is, like, when I'm leaving the customer and I'm doing the transaction of money and that, and they're leaving, I'm literally looking up and I'm looking in their eyes. And I tell you what, I've had years and years and years of not looking in someone's eyes before recovery. And I've had years in recovery where I did not look in someone's eyes. I couldn't, or I didn't want to, because I didn't want that connection. You know, we talk about that language that we have, that empathy. And, like, a lot of times it's just the words that we don't say. But it's still that connection that we make, because, like, it talks about secure in love of the fellowship, when we can, like, actually look another human being in someone else's eyes, because we're not animals anymore. We're human beings. We've come out and from destruction, and now we're living life. And, like, I realize, like, I need help. I need help to learn how to live clean. I need help to, like, be social. I don't know how to be social. I use that as an example. I'm antisocial. I really don't want to. Like, I'll have a couple people or I'll have a group, but I'm really not in there sometimes. And I've come to understand, like, I was up there praying and my higher power showed me, like, you've detached so much in recovery. You're not even there half the time. Because I've got to the point where I've detached so much. And there is a healthy detachment, but then there's this unhealthy thing, like, it's like that indifference. You know, that spiritual principle that you know, if I'm indifferent, then I'm not working with open-mindedness. I'm not loving. I'm not being kind if I'm indifferent. I don't want to hear it. That's indifferent to me. Like, that's okay. Not me. Not today. You know, and I've realized, like, I've done that in recovery. I've detached so much because it's like I want to feel safe. And I am safe, but it's my perception. I want to be even more safe, you know, and it's bullshit. It's just plain bullshit, you know. And so I've noticed, like, when I'm making this transaction and I'm looking in these people's eyes, like, I have to, like, realize that I'm a human person, human being, and I'm making a connection with another person. And I realize, like, how scary that is for me. I don't like to look people in the eye, even people that I trust. And it's not like, and I'll use this thing too. It's like, well, the eyes are the soul talisman, and I don't want to see some stuff in somebody's eyes. And I've seen that before. But a lot of it's just like, I don't want to see me. And that's what intimacy is now today, is like, I don't want to look into me, be intimate with me a lot of times. Because a lot of times I'm not self-accepting. I struggle with that still. I'm still insecure, you know. And it's funny because, like, I've noticed, like, when I'm going to end, you know, where I work at and I'm doing the transaction at, I'm gripping my side because, like, I am so uncomfortable with myself. I realize, like, I'm not comfortable with myself still with 12 years clean. I'm still, like, bracing myself and I'm uncomfortable in my skin. But today it's like, it's not a bad thing. What it is it's healthy because, like, I'm feeling and I realize in order to grow from that, I got to look at it. And I get a freaking topic to share about it. Yeah. And, like, I'm not angry. I realize that. Like, I'm not, and that's another thing, too, like, through the steps, and this just happened to me, like, at the meeting, it was Wednesday night, and I'm so emotional. Like, I'm so, like, I'm crying now. Like, it's not even, like, a lot of times it's just, it's not even sadness, it's just gratitude. Like, I'm just crying, and the Olympics, and I'm seeing these mothers and these people, like, they work their butts off to get where they're at, and they get these medals, and I'm crying, because I'm there, I'm right there with them, you know? And, but through the steps, it showed me, like, in the beginning, and even now, like, I'm so angry, and I would say that, I'm angry, but really what it comes down to is I'm afraid, and anger used to, like, empower me, that's what I thought. It used to make me feel in control. I loved rage. It made me feel like I was powerful. But now, it has bit me in the butt. It doesn't work for me anymore. And now, it's like, I've worked enough steps. I've come here, and I've talked about it, and I've listened to people, and I realize, like, I'm afraid, and I need to say I'm afraid. I'm afraid to go on. I don't know what's going on. You know, fear of the unknown. Oh, it's just too good now. What's going to happen now? It's just too good now. What's going to happen now? You know, and really what it is just like when I'm in an uncomfortable state, that's what I need to look at. What can I do? Not to feel better, because that's what I did all my life. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like how I'm feeling. I need to feel better and start searching out. Really what it comes down to is how do I feel better? I go in. I got to go in. I got to go inside, and then I need to, like, invite my higher power in there, because it's scary going in there alone, you know? And, like, and then I need to get honest with somebody, my sponsor, or sponsee. And that's where I've come now, too, with that. Being a sponsor is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And it has helped me. It has helped me immensely because it's made me vulnerable because I want to give back what was so freely given to me. And I don't want to be full of shit when I'm telling this girl what to do. Not what to do, but suggest, and this is what I did. Like, it makes me vulnerable now. And it helps me, and, like, there's this point where I want to work with my sponsees and I want to share with them healthy. Not dump my shit on them, but like I'm suffering today and get honest with them. And this is why I'm suffering. And I called my sponsor and this is what we're working on. Why can't I get honest with them? That's not a bad thing, you know, but in my mind, no, you can't. You cannot dump that on them. You know, and it's like, I work with my sponsor, but I can share with them, like, I'm still working at this. Like, it's not, I'm not set. You know what I mean? And I think, like, and I'm crying because, like, it softened me. And, like, I just had a friend, you know, I sponsored her for how many years, and she moved on and got another sponsor, and it was cool. But then she has relapsed, and she's just, like, relapsing, and she's calling me, and we were talking, and I got close, and like, I got vulnerable in that, and it was cool. It was really cool, and I told her that. Like, this is good. And then she ended up using and called me one night, and I was crushed. Like, I was so crushed. But, like, it made me grateful because, like, I took a risk. And now she's getting help. And it doesn't have to be, like, this bad thing. Because I've had a sponsee with 5 years clean go out. And she's not been back yet. You know? And, because, like, that's what the disease tells me. See what happens? See when you let people get close? See what happens when you're vulnerable? Now you're getting hurt. And it's so self-centered. It's so self-seeking and so selfish to me. You know? And it's just like, it's me. But that's not who I'm supposed to be. My nature is to be loving and kind. But because of the disease I have, I need to treat it so I can get back to the original nature that I was supposed to be. You know, and I know I'm not this monster. I'm a sick person trying to get better. You know, and I just keep looking at this disease like this disease is something that cannot be played with. You know, our symptoms of this disease, it's mind-blowing. And it's that shift, it shifts constantly. Well, no, it's not the disease, it's this. No, it's not the disease, it's this. You know, and then we start like, we get charmed by it. And we start running after certain things because we're charmed by it. You know, and you know, it's just so funny. I was just sharing with another addict Wednesday, and it was after the meeting, and we had a powerful meeting because we were talking about like people coming and sharing and helping, and I was thinking of all the addicts who are not around anymore, who have died, and who are not around, and I got real emotional. And I'm with this girl that we ran for together a couple of years, you know, and went to meetings and stuff. And she said to me, I said to her, I'm crying. I'm not angry anymore. I'm crying. And we switched because she was always afraid of being angry. And I was always afraid to be emotional. And she looked at me and she goes, "You're just a wuss." And like the first thing was like, "I ain't a wuss," you know. But really, like, I'm a wuss. That's okay. That's not a weakness. That's strength. You know, it's not, it's so funny, like, how I want to label things constantly, even with some time clean. Well, this is good, this is bad, this isn't right, this is, it is what it is, and it's okay. You know, and I'm glad that I got honest up here, because I really didn't want to share what I just shared, you know. I feel like I have nothing more to say, so thank you for being here.
On behalf of everyone, I'd like to thank Carla for coming up and being so vulnerable. This is a really good topic for me to share with, too, so I'm glad to be here to listen. I'd like to introduce the second speaker. This is JC from the Real Talk group of NA in the North area of NA.
Okay. Any kind of... I'm JC and I am an addict. And thank Carla for sharing first. She really did a good job. And she got up there and she was like saying how nervous she was. I could feel it because I'm still nervous after listening to her. And, you know, because when I got the call to speak here, at first I thought, you know, as I said to the girl that called, that I thought it was a joke to speak on this topic, you know. And I was like, okay. First respect, they said, "Will you speak?" And I said, "Sure." And then they gave me the topic, and I was like, "For real?" So that wasn't so bad. Then I called my sponsor, and I said to my sponsor, I told my sponsor what the topic was, and he says, he didn't say nothing. He was quiet on the other end of the phone. He didn't say anything. And then when he did say something, he said, "Do they know you?" And I was looking for some support or something, you know? So that's where it starts. And, you know, when she told me the topic, she said intimacy and relationships, I thought all I heard was intimacy and in relationships, not and. I heard in. And so, you know, first thought. So I had to do the same exact thing that Carla did. I had to get out my phone and put in there intimacy. Because, you know, come to find out, you know, that I am a whole lot more intimate than I really thought, you know. It's not all about sex. But my first thought is that it was. And You know, so I'm really not good at this. I'm not a good speaker. That's why. That's another reason why I said, why me? You know, because I'm not the speaker. I'm not the speaker type. But you know what? I also think that, you know, the reason I'm up here is because maybe it's just for me. Maybe I'm supposed to be the one that gets the message today. And I really got a whole lot out of what Carla said. Because, you know, my sponsor, like, I really, like, look up to my sponsor. And, like, when he speaks, it's like E.F. Hutton to me. I want to hear what he says. So when he said that to me, you know, like, do they know you? I was kind of like, oh, well, now what am I going to do? But here's the thing about it is like, he's been my sponsor for a few years now, and this is honest, is like, the intimacy there, like, I'll tell him shit, but, like, I haven't been intimate with him as far as what's going on with me. Because when I got this sponsor I have now, I was on step 6 from his previous sponsor, and I really thought that I didn't do a thorough 4th step with my previous sponsor because we went through, I did all this writing, and then when I went to his house to do the to go over the 5th step, it was like half an hour I was done with everything, and I was like, I really didn't get anything out of that. So I told that to my sponsor, and my sponsor says, well then, let's go back on the 4th step. And I said, okay. That was 2 years ago. I'm still on the 4th step. So, where's the intimacy there? You know what I mean? I'm not, I don't know why. I don't know, you know, because I know every time I do something in these rooms that's suggested to me, I get something out of it. I get growth. I feel better. And here I am, 2 years later or whatever, and I'm still, I wrote like a little bit of shit down, and that's it. So, if that's all, you know, I was supposed to get here today, then that's something, you know, because I know that I need to really get on what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, and also, just even, like, when I looked up this subject, you know, I realized that, you know, I am intimate with, like, a lot of people, and a lot of men, too, you know, that, and it has nothing to do with sex whatsoever. I have some female friends that, like, I got two women in my life that are, like, my best friends. They're, like, my little sisters, like, my best friends. And, like, they tell me shit. One will tell me something and tell me don't tell her, and they're best friends. And the other one will tell me something and say don't tell her. But now they both told me something. Neither one wants the other one to know. And but they can confide in me and tell me this stuff, and I can tell them shit, and they, you know, and it stays there. Now, part of the reason probably is because I got a really bad memory. I suffer from CRS. So that's the standing joke, is you can tell me, don't worry, I'll forget before I can tell anybody. But it really feels good to be able to have female friends and not in any way, shape, or form look at them sexually, you know. And to be intimate, I really can tell these two women, like, everything goes on with me. And some of that shit I never told my sponsor, you know. So, and you know, like, I got some friends that, I got a lot of friendship in here, you know. I never had really friends before when I was using. I had a whole lot of acquaintances, you know, and I had a whole lot of people in my life because, you know, when we had money and we were doing shit, you know, that's when the friends were around, you know. When we could do something for somebody else, that's when I had friends. I really did not have, I never had an intimate relationship ever before recovery in my life. There was nobody that I could really trust with everything, that I could feel comfortable enough to tell somebody something when I was feeling something and not worry about them repeating it. And I can do that today, but for some reason, I guess, you know, even getting up here, I'm scared I was scared to come up here. My granddaughter says to me, just as I stood up, she looked up at me and said, are you scared? I said, yeah, I'm scared. I don't know, maybe she's seen it. But I am. I'm not. Maybe it's because, like, I ain't done that 4-step, you know. Maybe, I mean, I did it, but, like, I really think that there's, like, a lot of shit that I need to get at. And I haven't done it with my sponsor. And, like, it's that fear of being intimate, I guess, you know. I used to think that, like, I really came a long way in this recovery. And, I mean, I know I have, compared to where I was when I got here. But, like, really listening to Carla speak really hit a lot of shit on me. You know what I mean? I'm so glad she went first and agreed to go first because, like, it really opened my eyes to this topic. I got a really good life today. I got, like, my family, I'm really, really close with my family. Like, I'm up here for the weekend with my son and my grandkids. And I wanted my daughter to come because she's never been to any retreat or anything with me. But she said, no, you take the kids. You take the kids and I'll have the weekend, you know. But I wanted to spend that time with her. But she wanted the alone time. I understand, you know, she's got two little kids. But, like, this is the first time I'm really close to my kids, my grandkids. But this is the first time I was able to get them alone and come out camping. This is the first time they've been camping. And, right there, that's some intimacy that I get to enjoy with my grandkids, you know, to get closer to. And, like, I've been in some relationships in the rooms and, let's just leave it at that. And I know I'm getting a little healthier, so to speak, because, like, when I look back at some of the relationships that I had early in my recovery, they were not healthy, just to say the least. They weren't healthy relationships, but back then I thought it was all good, you know. I thought that, they were all good, but they weren't, not any of them. You know, but I have been in some couple healthy relationships since I've been clean, and it just didn't work out, you know. The person that I was with the last time, she was, something came between us. What it was religion, you know, came between us, you know. And, you know, I was intimate about expressing, you know, the God of my understanding. And, I was accepted. I accepted her for her God, and she accepted me for my God. But when it came down to it, after being in a relationship for a while, it didn't work. She didn't accept my God. She couldn't accept me for where I was with my God. And the relationship ended, you know. And it's good, isn't it? And, you know, that was healthy, too, because, like, it wasn't a... Nobody was mad, nobody was arguing, nobody was, like, trying to hurt each other afterwards or anything, you know. So there's some growth there, you know. Like, in the beginning, you know, relationships weren't good like that. Even when they ended, they weren't good. But like I said, with, like, the relationships with my family, with my son, you know, geez, oh, man. I have a 30-year-old daughter, and, like, we have a really close relationship, and, like, she went through a whole lot of my addiction. She, and we're really close, and she says that, like, my addiction didn't bother her. I mean, like, she says that I still put her first, but I didn't see it that way, especially after I got clean and I looked back on it, you know, I didn't see it that way. But, like, my son... He was, he's 13, and he was, like, almost 3 years old when I got clean, and, like, he is the reason I got clean. For real. He's, I mean, I don't love my grandkids any less than him, but for real, I'm telling you, he got me clean. You know, and he keeps me clean. And my grandkids keep me clean. You know, they say that you can't do this for anybody, but for real, I did not want to put my son, what I put my daughter through. And, like, we have a very, very special relationship today, my son and I. And that was not possible. I mean, you know, my daughter says, you know, we have this relationship, but we don't have the relationship that my son and I have, because he's like up my ass everywhere I go. You know, he's like every retreat I go to, every, like, at meetings, you know, he wants to go to meetings, you know, he gets involved. He was on Serenity Keeper at the East Coast Convention, you know, and like I am trying to break the chain, you know what I mean? Stop the cycle. And this program is allowing me to do that, you know, to be close to my son today. We do a lot of shit together that I did not do with my daughter, you know. I live a good life with my son. I take him everywhere, we do shit, we go on cruises, and didn't do that, you know, with my daughter. And I'm like really, really close to my son. And I don't know if he knows that, but he does now. You know? And if anything, you know, the program has allowed me to do that. It's allowed me to have a relationship with my family that I didn't have with my daughter. I don't love her any less either, you know, but I can't get into to the depth of things that Carla did, but I can just tell you my experience in that. I'm like blessed beyond belief to be here today, and really honored to be asked to speak, because somebody, like, when I ask who put my name, who suggested me, she said Kevin. I said, Kevin who? She said, Kevin from NA. I'm like, listen, I know at least 15 Kevins from NA. You know, but somebody thought I had something to say, you know. And like I said, even if I get up there and somebody, one person hears anything, I know I got something out of this today, you know. Just by even sitting in the audience and listening to Carla. And, you know, getting honest about, you know, not being intimate with my sponsor like I should be at this time, you know. After 2 years or whatever it is, you know, and that's, you know, that's even hurting my growth with my sponsor, because, like, I don't call him as much, because, and not that he does, he don't say, you know, what are you doing on that step, you know. Maybe he should, but I, you know, I'm not my sponsor, but nonetheless, I know I need to do that. I know that I need, in order for me to grow and get healthier and have a better relationship with my sponsor, that's what I need to do. Not just with my sponsor, but with anybody else. Because every time I take a suggestion in here, you know, and I do what's asked me, it's all good. Every time. I ain't never been told to do anything, asked to do anything that, I don't get that. No, set it down, please. He just wanted to get up here. I love this program. I love NA. I love every single solitary thing about it. I'm like, done. I am honored to be asked to be up here, and hope somebody got something. Thanks for listening.